respecting the holiness within ourselves. Sit or lie comfortably, giving yourself some moments to really get comfortable so that you can relax and focus inwards. You rest your body, which is holy, for in this world, your body is the means through which you can perform the mitzvahs in this world. The mitzvah of lighting candles on Shabbos, the mitzvah of preparing kosher food for yourself or for others, the mitzvahs of giving tzedakah or doing chesed. You fulfill the mitzvahs with your body. You fulfill the mitzvahs of prayer, of speaking words of Torah, of speaking words of encouragement and kindness with your organs of your mouth. Your mouth is holy. And with your mind, you fulfill the mitzvahs of thought, thinking words of Torah, thinking thoughts of faith and trust. So give your holy body some moments to rest and relax. For these moments of relaxation and tranquility, give your holy body space to regenerate, rejuvenate, reconnect to your purpose in order to go on and continue living your holy life. Allow your mind to scan your body within yourself right now and just notice. Are you holding on to any stress or pain or tension within your body? Without judgment, without any stress, just notice. And as your body begins to feel so much calmer and at peace, you can allow yourself to be gently guided into the world of your imagination. And in your mind, you begin to contemplate the word holiness. Initially, just allow the word to sit in your consciousness and notice, what are your natural associations with the word? When you think of the word holiness and holy, what comes to mind? What kind of person comes to mind? Had you ever considered yourself as holy? And why hadn't you considered yourself as holy? It's important that we recognize whatever it is that we associated as being holy and why we didn't associate ourselves as being holy when we approach a new relationship with holiness. So take some moments to recall any thoughts that come to mind about yourself and holiness. You'll hear my voice in about a minute. Holiness means separate for Hashem. On the golden tzitz, the golden piece that was attached to the headpiece of the Kohen Gadol, were the words Kodesh Lashem. All holiness means separated from the mundane, for Hashem. Shabbos Kodesh is separated from the mundane of the weeks. The Torah HaKadosha, the Holy Torah and its mitzvahs, separate behavior from the behavior of the nations of the world in thought, speech, and deed. Holiness is intrinsic to our souls. The Shechina HaKadosha, the holy presence of Hashem, dwells within each and every one of us. It is who we are. We can manifest our holiness through believing and saying to ourselves, Ki Kadosh Ani, for I am holy. Begin to think those words to yourself. I am holy. I am holy. What feelings arise within you? Notice how you react to those words. Does it feel positive? Is it hard to believe? Is it something that feels natural? Or is there a block within you to believing that you are holy? Just notice what happens. Take a minute now to repeat to yourself the words, I am holy. And notice if it gets easier. Notice if you can allow yourself to believe it. You'll hear my voice in about a minute. Every single Jew has a spark of holiness within themselves. No matter how they are behaving, no matter how hidden it appears to be within them, we can connect to the holiness of every other Jew because it is there, because the Shekhinah dwells within them. We have no idea how that holy spark will manifest in the course of this Jew's life. Sometimes even completely unaffiliated Jews live up to the spark of holiness within them at some point in their lives in surprising ways. Take one last minute now to connect to the holy spark, to the holy dwelling of the Shekhinah HaKadosha within a Jew who you know, who seems to be struggling with their identity as a holy Jew. We do this by reminding ourselves this is a holy Jew, by communicating to them in our minds, you are holy. I see the holiness in you, even though it is hidden. By a kind of soul communication to the holy spark within them, from the spark within ourselves, we can connect to the holiness within another Jew. You'll hear my voice in about a minute. We can connect to our own holiness and the holiness of those around us, manifesting it more and more through our belief in our holiness and in those, the holiness of those around us, and in our speech, he'emanti kiyadaber, in speaking about the holiness of those around us. And when you're ready, gradually become aware of the room that you're in, the temperature around you, of any sounds around you. And when you're ready, come back, join us, open your eyes, and know that you are holy.